Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joe, happy Friday. Great way to start the NFL slate there last night.
Yeah, man, what a game. You know what? A game like last night for people watching, I flipped around watching the Yankees and the Red Sox as well last night. But it didn't finish, but couldn't wait to get up this morning. And listen, I think everybody knew the 49ers have a whole bunch of guys hurt. And probably were thinking, 49ers going to the Rams. Rams playing pretty well, a lot healthier, that thing was going to get ugly. And the 49ers end up winning that game in overtime. Mac Jones throws for 342 yards, a couple of touchdowns, doesn't turn the ball over. His number one guy, because all their receivers are hurt and their tight end, maybe the best tight end of football, has been out. Kendrick Bourne goes for 10 catches, 142 yards. And then here's one that sounds familiar if you watch football. The Rams turn the ball over twice. One at the end of regulation going in. Woody, how many times have we said that this year? Going in for a touchdown and fumble on the goal line. And the 49ers recover. And then, by the way, still had to left too much time and the Rams are able to tie it up. But that was going to put them ahead. And instead, with 107 left, 107 left, Rams probably get a stop and end up winning that game, 27-24, but it didn't happen then. Rams get the ball back in overtime. They get the thing back to overtime, kick a field goal to tie it up because the 49ers couldn't get a first down. Fourth and one. And the Rams run the ball up the middle, and the 49ers have a bunch of defensive linemen hurt, and they stop them. That's ball game. That's it. Get a stop in overtime. And the other nice story that ties into South Florida, Eddie Pinero bread, man, 59-yard field goal, 4-for-4 on field goals on the night, and Miami Sunset High School. I didn't even know Miami. Is Miami Sunset High School still around, Woody? Is there still a Miami Sunset High School? Never talk about him, but what a story, man. What a story all the way around. 49ers go to 4-1 on the season, and that's got to be a tough loss for the Rams last night. Got to be tough. Two plays. Fumble going in. Got to kill you in that 4th-and-1. You got the field goal, and they're going for the win in overtime. And
you're okay with that call, right?
I don't care, yeah.
You got to go for the win there, right?
Yes.
Because I guess you take the field goal, best case scenario, you tie, right?
You don't want to tie.
No.
Ties are...
But you probably... Ties... Yeah, a good shot to lose the game because of this, weird kickoff and all that.
I just think... I thought the whole thing with 4th-and-1... by the way, have you ever noticed, because this is a second guest special... If 4th-and-1 in a critical situation, like it was in overtime, can't be more than that, You take timeouts and you run the ball up the middle, and they're going, you spend all that time.
Two timeouts.
On the sideline, going through everything, and this is what you came up with. A guy that's considered to be one of the best offensive coaches in football and got a whole bunch of guys that have coached under him that are all spread out through the NFL. And this is what you came up with. I mean, it's a great second guess. He obviously looked at matchups and his offensive line against their defensive line and all that, and they stopped him.
They weren't even close.
No, it wasn't.
It was a really crappy play, man.
What a way, and that was it. That was ball game right there. 49ers go cheering, went in, showered, and took a quick trip right back up to Northern California, man, and that was the ball game. But, hey, man, that is one of the cool ones because I saw all day yesterday, all the brilliant ones. Oh, my God, 49ers playing with their backup quarterback, Mac Jones. He's not even 100%. All their receivers are out. Everybody knows Nick Bosa has been out. He's out for the year. I mean, they're just they're banged up again this year. They went in there and got a win. And it just says a lot, man. It says a lot about your depth. Kendrick Bourne becomes the number one receiver. Mac Jones threw, I think he had one of his best games ever. And by the way, maybe we got to start looking at system and coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, that thing's impressive, man.
That guy in 49er, he's a good coach, man.
Yes. Nobody does more with less than that franchise, right?
They're up there.
I know they've had some good teams, but they've done a lot with mediocre quarterback play.
They are.
Jimmy G was playing in the Super Bowl down here.
You're right.
Didn't he play? I think he played two Super Bowls for them, didn't he?
49ers seem to have less problems through the years. They had the great handoff. We call it the great NFL handoff from Joe Montana to Steve Young.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. But
I don't think Brock Purdy's anything more than average.
Well, I got to tell you, you're going to start going
good.
Now the Mac Jones, we probably have Patriot fans up early this morning going, oh, don't tell us about Mac friggin' Jones. Maybe you start looking, though, a little bit about Mac Jones in this offense. Those quick throws and all those things and throws he made across the middle last night. A lot of good stuff. Anyway, hey, man, it's kind of cool to know that you can be a heavy underdog and win, and it's not just a slam dunk that you're going to get blown out or it's not going to be a very good game. You can go to bed early and all that because the 49ers jumped out on them early in that game. And the Rams did come back, but end up losing that game. Wild, wild game last night. Hey, man, we got the big one tomorrow night. It's really weird to say that. Tomorrow night, Miami, who'll be leaving today, is going up to Tallahassee to play Florida State. We can finally play. Now, there are going to be a lot of parts of this game we're going to be talking about. Kane's first road game. Yes, it's a lot different than playing at home. It is. It's going to be loud up there. Tallahassee, probably those kids already getting lathered up, probably canceled school for a couple of days to get going, and all the Florida State alum will be up there, and they're going to go, all right, we're going to let that Virginia game go because our guys going to be jacked up like maybe they weren't jacked up to play Virginia. They will in this one, and again, how will you play when there's a lot of noise? And all of a sudden, Carson Beck calls something or checks to something. Somebody doesn't get it. How sloppy are you going to act like you've been there and done it? But this is their first road game of the season in week 5 of their schedule. Game 5 of their schedule coming up here. So, yeah, and you know the deal. Tommy Castellanos can run and throw, and we got another one of those dual threat quarterbacks. Can you stop him? Because he drops back. And he sees you don't have containment on the outside, or he sees a big hole between a guard and a center, and he looks and he sees man-to-man down the field. Tommy's gone. Tommy, run. That dude is going to take off, man. He is going to take off and run, and you've seen a little bit of that. But you know what, Woody? Line of scrimmage, man. It is what Mario wanted. It looks like it finally, more than any other position, when Mario took over this job, the two most important positions to him and areas of the team were the D-line and the O-line. If you know Mario, he wants those kind of dudes. He was around UM when they had all those really good defensive lines, and he likes this big offensive line thing that he started in Oregon and brought here with him, and he's got it. He's got, I don't know where we're going to rank this offensive line, but it ranks right up there with as good of offensive lines as they've ever had. Nothing against the old guys that still live here and have retired in this town, but they've got some good-looking big dudes on that starting with the guys on the outside, Bell and Maui Noah, and working inside. Looks like Inez Cooper's had a good year so far, Woody, that right guard. And can they keep it going? I will tell you, we talk about their run blocking. I think their pass protection has been unbelievable. If you don't blitz, Carson Beck got a lot of time to throw the football. I'll bet you Carson Beck, when he goes, hey, mom and dad, see all that time I had? How about that compared to what I had in Georgia last year?
No, there were some plays in that Florida game, Joe. He was just standing back there. But he needs to be a little better in this game. But this is going to be an interesting one on the run game for both of these teams, right? Florida State's run game is really good. So we'll see how they do on that side of the ball. And, you know, Miami's defensive line, linebackers are going to get tested in this one, certainly. But, yeah, I think Carson Beck does need to be a little bit better. This could be the type of game that there's some points scored, right?
I'm guessing if we come out of this game and he throws an interception and no touchdowns, that's Ooh. Probably
– Yeah.
And that was the – I just did the Florida numbers, and and we can't have those. But
yeah, I just don't see this as a low-scoring – unless you do, I don't see this necessarily as a low-scoring game. Like,
no, I think you got to score. I'm with you. Now, the problem when you look – the Florida State Seminoles have the number one offense in the country. The problem is – they racked up about 140 points, if I'm not mistaken, on the two weak sisters that they beat up on. Can we still say that, weak sisters?
I don't know. Whatever.
The two weak sisters in the schedule, that was something they used to say when I was a kid.
And then that last game they played,
my sister didn't appreciate
it. Overtime and all, so.
Yeah. So anyway,
but
you know.
But it's a fabulous second-best run offense in the whole country, too. So, yeah, they got to get after that thing,
good,
man.
They're good at everything they do. I mean, you start talking about having a number one offense. Canes had it last year. You got a good idea what it looks like. And then, hey, listen, man, we've been bragging about them. We need to see another, if you're truly the best combination of pass rushers and edge guys in college football, we need to see Bain and Mesidor have that kind of game. Listen, there's no question. I got to tell you, I'm not surprised on how good Bain is, because we saw this his freshman year. He's at a different level right now because he works so hard on his game. The one that's really picked it up to me is Mesidor. Mesidor is, he's a little bit older. He's been around. He was asked to play inside. Listen, I don't think either one of those guys are crazy about playing inside. I think it looks good on the resume for the NFL. But I think they'd rather be a little bit lighter and play outside. Pass rushing is where it's at for those two. And they got the moves and the quickness, and they're healthy. So, and then let Moten, Blay, and Scott take care of the inside and their rotation of defensive tackles. Has got a lot of experience, man, especially with Blay and Moten now. And Scott, still at times looks like a five-star. Got to get the engine going. Got to, still not quite there. But man, I'll just tell you, this is going to be a fun one. Hey, I'll give you another one. One-on-one with Deuce Robinson on the outside. 6'6", and he looks like a hell of a player. I can't wait to see. I don't think they're going to double him. I think they're going to tell those two corners, hey, man, you guys, we think you guys are really good on the outside. And a couple of the other guys that play as well. Like, you may get a little help in the middle, but on takeoffs, you got to cover them. We can't be giving up an extra guy playing deep when we got some problems we got to worry about on the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, a lot of cool matchups here for the game, and you probably watch all your favorite podcasters and everybody breaking all these games down for you, but that was part of it, man. But, yeah, Florida State has put up some gaudy numbers. I mean, they literally made me go back. I forgot who they played, but they did. They did. Listen, you put 70 and 60 something on an opponent, you just got to throw those two games out. And I get it. You're going to have them on your schedule. There's nothing wrong. you know, you want to get some work in there, but yeah, but those numbers.
One was Kent State. They put 66
was
on
it
them.
East Carolina
the
State.
The other one was no, it was East Texas A&M.
East Texas A&M. That's what it was. I knew it had an East. Yeah. I knew it had East something to it, man. Anyway,
that does sound like a made-up school, does it not?
Well, listen, you know, we've been known to put a few of those. We know who they are, but we've been known to put a few. We Canes have been known to put a few.
Yeah,
too. I know. Just but listen, man, that's how you become the number one offense. Is you got to run it up.
They
on
gave
them
up
too.
46 points to Virginia in
double
overtime.
Overtime.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should be able to score some points on these guys. But Carson Beck is going to have to make some plays in this game.
I got to tell you, Virginia ran on him. I was surprised. The surprise to me is Virginia's able to run the football. And I thought they'd run out of gas, and the crowd, you know, being into it after a while. Once Tallahassee, Florida State made a little run there, I thought would make a big difference. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. You don't want to do it just because I've had about 50 ounces of coffee. It's early 6 o'clock in the morning, man. We gotta save some of that good stuff coming up. High school football, I will give you a teaser, man. The best rivalry by far we have in South Florida is going to happen tomorrow. Everybody's been talking about it. Definitely. Maybe one of the best in public schools in the country right now. It's that good. Right now, though, before I tease you with that, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. Yeah, today I'm stopping Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, girls, how you doing? Hey, Mr. Rose, how you doing? Good. Call me Joe, please. Oh, no problem, Joe. Let's get you going here, man. Yeah, that's right. Let's keep low T and ED away from Joe Rose. I want my energy. I got a little tennis game, man, and been playing a lot and walking, getting up early and walking. She's going, what? My wife goes, what is going on, man? This has been going on. I said, the Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Sex drive is back, man. I was missing all of it. I ain't gonna lie to you. There was I was becoming a pro at just sitting on that couch and eating anything that was around, anything from chips to cook. Nothing was safe. Nothing was safe. I gained a quick 20, finished the season about 265 here a couple years ago, and I go, this is deathly, man. Numbers are not good. High blood pressure, the whole deal. So I had to make some changes, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you. Thank you so much, because my energy was gone, my sex drive was gone, and I was thinking, holy crap, is this what retirement's going to be like? This is not good. Hey, I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got the testing done, the PSA test. I met with their professionals, and I got to tell you, I know there's a lot of these places around. There's only one Atlantic Men's Clinic. Professional. They do it the right way. Check your numbers. Put you on a program that's perfect for you to get great results quickly. Now, I'm going a little long on this because I think it's important for everybody to know they have 7 locations, a brand new one in Hollywood, but it's just how I feel, man. I feel so good, and I want you to feel good. If you're going through it, and every man will, ED and Low T, 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Make the call and throw my name in there. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And until we stop it, that's what we're going to see. I have the utmost faith in our ability to do that. It's got to start this week, and we got to start the game faster. That's really been a theme for us. I thought we had an op in New England on fourth down to get off the field. We didn't. Really probably the same thing in Indy. I think it was a fourth down conversion that led to the extended drive. And then Buffalo, we gave a touchdown too. So fortunately, Jack turned the tides, but we had about an inch to work with. So we gotta be able to start faster in these games.
All right, Anthony Weaver. Yesterday was coordinator day for the coordinators to talk to the media. Anthony Weaver, you know, certain guys talk, and I can listen to them all day. Like if Anthony Weaver said, "Hey man, I got 4 hours off, you know, but they're late at, like I give up my sleep because." I like what Anthony Weaver has to say. I do. And I know how Mike is. You know, Mike's super positive and Coach Weaver is positive. But I think when he has to, you know, he's been around this thing and got a good reputation. I know they're struggling right now. Some young guys are struggling. But there are four or five guys on that coaching staff, man, that I see him. I don't know if they like me, but I sure like them. I go, Anthony, you're one of those guys. Hey, here comes the old guy again, Joe Rose. Hey, Coach, how you doing, man? Hey, Joe. Anyway, yeah, so he talked about starting fast. And listen, this is no secret. He said it, I say it. I don't know if you've noticed. I'm guessing you have. Everybody pretty much has had the same game plan. Fundamentally, run the ball between the tackles, throw a lot of short passes, and what do you think that struggling offense of Carolina is going to try to do? Even with two or three offensive linemen out, including our old right guard, Rob Jones, who got a lot of money. He's on IR. They're going to try to run the ball, and they're going to throw a lot of short passes. Matter of fact, you look at their guys. By the way, this isn't like I'm some brilliant guy, man. I look at yards per catch on that group of guys they have, and they throw a ton of passes to their tight ends. Their tight ends, the four of them, have 29 catches. 29 catches. Tells me they're probably going to line up in a lot of double tight end. And they are more than happy to throw short passes to their tight ends. I look at the numbers on some of those receivers, and they're throwing a lot of short passes. They are throwing a lot of short passes. And so, I think it's fair to say it's going to be kind of like what you've seen with everybody else so far. Pretty much a lot of short passes and run the ball. Be able to run it. Keep running it. Keep it second and four, third and two, where you can do a lot of different things. Listen, man, when you get threat on third and two that you can still run the ball and get a couple yards, or you can throw a little short pass, and teams have been doing it to us, keeping drives going, and it's been a problem. So Coach talked about, hey, man, fast start. But I will say this, and I know Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant have struggled. Got to keep playing them. Got to keep playing. So I know fans and our writers are getting bad about this, including Omar Kelly, who I work with. Well, you can't just because you're not happy. Well, how many weeks should I give him, Joey? He's been on this thing. Well, how many weeks should I give him, like Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant before? And then he, before we bring in Christian Wilkins. First of all, you got to do your home. Don't start the Christian Wilkins thing right now, okay? First of all, I don't think he's healthy. I think he's still injured. Second of all, does he want to come back on the cheap? Miami Dolphins, I don't know a lot, but I know they're not giving Christian Wilkins a big contract for what we got when he was healthy here. He wants to come in on, you know, if he is healthy for basically minimum, maybe they have him, but they won't have him if they're out of it. Christian Wilkins won't be part of this. So don't just start throwing friggin' names out there of guys that still hurt or like you remember them from a couple years ago and you want to bring them in. Hey, man, sometimes the lights go on sometimes for the Dan Murray. I actually played with a lot of guys and we had really good teams and the lights came on real early. Now, two of them ended up being Hall of Famers. So it's a bad example, right, Woody? And one was Dan Marino at the hardest position at a time when that position was really hard to play. And he came in day one. We didn't always win, but he made it clear to everybody, I can throw on anybody in this league anytime I want, no matter who I have. And he did. Right away, came in. Don McNeil, day one in my draft class, lined up as a number one corner out of Alabama. And that dude, the Reverend, was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Day one, right out of sign, he got a signing bonus, a number one pick, and lined up, and he was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Probably the most, and because of the Riggins play, people don't realize just how good he was unless you played on those teams. Day one, unbelievable. And then Dwight Stevenson, second-round pick. Greatest center of all time. Wasn't even a first-round pick. So I've been around some guys that came in day one and were like, damn, man, now I see how you guys won a national championship last year, because Alabama had won the national championship. I think it was co-champions the year, because they didn't truly have a game, and so they just named two teams from time to time co-champs, and Bama had some studs. But through the years, Shoes had some guys, man. He drafted, and he put them in there. And sometimes the lights go on right away, and sometimes it takes a while. But they're going to keep playing them, and they should. Last thing we need to do right now, I mean, it's one thing you give up on a veteran that's here and they're not playing well, and you go, well, we might as well play the young guys. You're right. Now, the crazy part of this football team right now is a couple guys you signed late are all playing really well. Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones. Nobody knew we were going to get them. You know, we were going all young there for a country minute. We thought, wow, okay, we're going to go with all these young guys, and all the young guys started getting hurt, and we started picking guys up, and Jack Jones is making great plays. Rasul Douglas, and by the way, not just in their coverage, but tackling. Rasul Douglas made a great tackle the other day to trip up before a guy could turn the corner, and Jack Jones has a big hit to cause a fumble down on the goal. No bigger play than that. And then the coverage, man. Those guys are not – there's been some great catches over, including what we saw from Garrett Wilson in that last game, but that's great coverage. You can't say he got beat. Oh, he got beat. Oh, he got smoked. No, they didn't. That was a great play, period. They're not one coach going, you know, you got to make that play. Guy had his hand in the middle of it, and the freaking guy held on to it. It was a great catch. It was a great catch. Sometimes you have to say great catch. That was a great catch. And then they've got some other guys they have picked up last year late and now that are playing really well. We now have to get some of the young guys going, including some of the young guys from last year. Chop Robinson. And this is not to pick on certain guys, because we have some guys that are playing well. There are the two corners. you know, that was going to be the position. Oh, that's the one that's going to come back and haunt us, and I don't know. And Rasul Douglas and Jack Jones did not show up for a 401k program. They showed up to play right now and show, like, hey, oh, hell no. We get this could be our last chance. We want to show the league we can play. We want more time to play this game because that's the way they're playing it right now on the outside. Perfect for Anthony Weaver and of all the positions. And you got two guys on the inside making a lot of tackles. I mean, a ton of tackles right now. Jordan Brooks and Tyrell Dotson have been just Tyrell Dotson. I mean, I know their pass coverage is not always good. They're, but my God, man, Dotson's got four tackles for loss, a forced fumble, a couple of sacks, and Jordan Brooks coming off 18 tackles in a game. So there are some good things, man. There are some good things going on, but I mean, there's nothing else you can do. You got to play these young guys. And I said this yesterday to Omar. He hates it, and I know he gets I roll my eyes when he says the same stuff to me, same junk, and I do the same. So you got to keep playing those young guys, man. The only way you take them out is if somebody on that defensive coaching staff says they have lost their confidence. They have not had success, and the fight and the confidence is gone. It happens to young guys too, by the way. It does. Guys go, I used to do this last year against Ohio State, and, man, I was kicking ass. And I do it to these guys, and next thing you know, they got me pushed 4 yards out. You go, I know I'm strong. I was one of the strongest guys coming out, and now I'm getting pushed around. So sometimes, but I don't think that's going to happen to these guys. You hope not. We've had some guys. I was going to write down a list and, you know, some guys. We had two pass rushers that flat out lost their confidence to the point, I mean, they were first round busts, two of them, two pass rushers, first round. And they did that same quick move and that long arm. They looked apart. Couldn't play. Lost their confidence early. Found out the college, the NFL, no matter what kind of competition you have, it's a different deal. Even the guy you're playing against, a veteran from a small school, that guy's probably knows every trick in the book, and they're using it on you, and now they got a book on you, what you can and can't do. So Vianai is another one, man. You got to keep playing him. Everybody tells me, don't worry about his confidence. He wants to be really good. He physically knows. He just got to learn. They've got a couple things that are killing him right now. And he's got to learn what they're trying to do to him. And he's got to keep working on fundamentals, man, technique, fundamentals. But don't lose your confidence. Do not lose your confidence. We've got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Man, what a weekend this is going to be. Both the Canes and the Dolphins on the road Saturday and Sunday. Got a great high school football game we'll be talking about here. I think it's hard to imagine. I don't live in all the other parts in L.A. and stuff, but it could be. And a lot of people caught the best public school rivalry in the country. In Dade County, where so many guys have come out of both of those schools, where they play against great competition, Northwestern and Central, tomorrow at 4:30 at Trask Powell. We'll be talking to Larry Bluestein about that. Hurricane season, man, the noodles are – I see everybody's got the noodles flying around and curving and bending and looks like some of the field goal kickers right now in the league. I tell you something, man, protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing so you don't have to worry about that. I know some of you are waiting for another year. You got a leaky roof, and you're saying, well, let's wait. No, replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. So if that's holding you back, come on, man. You can see right now, you can afford it. You can do it. They'll do great work for you. LoctiteImpact.com. Again, go to LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff, knowledgeable staff that can get the whole process started, covering all of South Florida, doing great work. Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Nothing like yapping all night and coming in again with a half a voice. I always appreciate that in the morning. It's always
great. What was last night? You did something big last night?
I had to do something, yes. I had to go out and hit that.
Big event?
Not big.
No drinking, though, right?
No. You know me. I don't drink at every event I go to. That's not me.
Oh, so you did. Okay.
I sipped. I didn't.
You sipped? Okay.
Well, when I say I sipped, I had one.
Oh, okay. Maybe, I usually sip two, means like no, five or six.
No. I don't do five or six. Never. Somebody's having
that's a not drink. You. I know.
Somebody's having a drink, and they go, "Hey, you can have a drink with us." I'm like, you know, yeah.
You're a big peer pressure guy.
Yes.
You get pressured into stuff very easily, it seems like, especially on the road.
Well, I'm with my guys. That's different.
Yeah.
Look,
we got Charlotte on Saturday night, right? You hit the town.
Yeah.
You like Charlotte?
I do. I do like Charlotte.
It's a good city.
We've seen every part of Charlotte. We're there when they had all the protests going on. The streets were packed. They were closing restaurants. Hey, you guys, you're messing up our restaurant. You're walking in front of here, man, a few years back. So, yeah, we've seen all of Charlotte, but I got to be honest, and I tell everybody this, the guys that I've been with since my 20s, we do have a good time. It's very childish. It's pretty funny. A lot of family stuff, and it's very entertaining for a couple of hours, and great stories, and actually not as much football as you would think either. You know, not that, I mean, if somebody throws something out about something.
Talking about the Dolphins, a good way to ruin a meal.
So it's not that, but somebody will bring up something will happen, and then they'll start telling stories about shoes, and we end up laughing about, you know, the guy just going crazy. So,
I mean, you don't sit, you know, at dinner and talk about how you can fix the run defense and stuff like that.
No, that's the last thing. No.
Because you guys got all Sunday to be miserable about that, right?
No, that's not, that's not those guys. Some of those guys they're over there every day. And last thing Danny and Nat want to hear about is, you know, something on the team. So yeah, we just have, you know, we have a good time about stuff that happen, and we'll talk about other guys around, you know, the league and have fun, and then usually gets to something going on. And hey, man, my group's getting older too. We're growing old together. Never thought I'd say. You know, it's funny, and I just, on a personal level here, I never thought when I was 21, 22 years old and got drafted by the Miami Dolphins that I'd be hanging around for 40-something years with four guys that I got my first job here with to this day, still together. Mm. Like yesterday, too. They'll bring up something that happened and we start laughing, or the moment where, you know, and like, especially if it was a little dysfunctional. Like if I go into the hospital story, like, because nobody walks out of a hospital on an injury.
Except for you.
I did.
Yeah.
I was one of the first to
do
it.
It's a great story.
So at the time, I thought I made a big mistake as I was driving home drugged up without the surgery. But, you know, I didn't realize how funny they all thought that story was of the whole thing. So stuff like that, they crack up about. Yeah. They think
you laugh about it now, but well, Shuley said didn't think it was very funny.
No. And yeah, so some of the stuff, and we'll tell stories about other guys on the team and some of the stuff the guys did, you know, during camp and got caught and a lot of Shula stuff. One thing we all had was the Coach Shula stories, and you know, he's running a tough camp, and we had some, we're like everybody else. We had some really immature guys. I'll tell you something. I think these guys are much more overall as a group, much more mature than we were. Now, Sundays was all business, and every guy, we were all on the same boat as Shoes, every guy. And we took losses hard, and that part, I think sometimes we took a little more serious and our culture was a little better than what those guys today have. But I will tell you, man, those guys, they take better care of themselves. I think they're more mature in family. And again, you're going to have a few guys. I think we had a whole bunch of guys that were dysfunctional. you couldn't get a hold of us. We didn't have social media and cell phones. You know, like my first wife was trying to get a hold of me. Good luck.
Well,
all you could
even
do.
If you had a cell phone.
It had to be like phone to phone, right? At home. That was it. There was no way to get away. Like, hey, you're going to get to a pay phone and call her? Nah, I don't think so. And then we had this saying that was very funny. Nah, I mean, I can laugh now. It wasn't funny at the time. Hey, you're going to call her? Nah. Why would she going to scream and yell that I'm already late? I'll just get home and just take the one instead of she's going to scream now and then scream again. So instead of taking two shots from in a relationship, like you're already an hour late. We were supposed to go and you're with the guys you work with. How can you be with those guys and sitting there and having beers with those guys after practice? You've been there all day and we were supposed to go do something. You're right. Well, I'm going to be a little bit later and they hang up. So it's bad. You know, it's bad. And then you get home and it's a mess. So I just kind of figured out, well, instead of calling, I'll just go home and get it all at once at, you know, 8 or 9 when I get home that night. Very stupid. Very, very immature. Very, you know, I don't recommend that. Plus, everybody can get a hold of you. Hell, we got women that contract their man now. A man contractor. I didn't even know about this till recently. Woody, did you know that? I'll go, hey, where's the...
Yeah, I know you're getting tracked, Joe. You're carrying a GPS with you wherever you go. Those phones.
I didn't realize, yeah. Like, hey, you have any idea where Dad is? And she'll go, let's look it up.
Yeah.
He's in Miami. He's still at work. Boy, that was the worst thing they ever came out with. Oh, my God, is that just terrible. Hey, where have you been? I was down at work. No, when did you start working up in Broward? In Fort Lauderdale, down by the water. Bose Beach. When did you start working there? Oh, yeah, I did stop on my way home. Hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. I got a little sidetracked. Hey, man, we do have a lot of stuff. Maybe I ought to cut back on the coffee a little bit here on a football Friday because we got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. Larry Bluestein will join us early 7 o'clock hour, and then we'll have a cast of characters coming on. Gets caught up with the Canes and the Dolphins this morning and everything else that's going on, including last night, 49ers, boy, everybody to a person that does this for a living had the 49ers losing that game in L.A. to the Rams, and the 49ers got an overtime win. We'll be talking more about that here in the 7 o'clock hour. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Man, I got to tell you, if you're going to have a problem, you know it's going to happen sooner or later. You need an air conditioning company, and you're going to need a really good plumber to come out. Well, I want to let you know, Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, been doing the air conditioning part of this thing for 37 years. They have 135 trucks on the road 7 days a week. The plumbing started a few years ago, licensed, experienced plumbers. But Eric said, hey, man, we're going to do the plumbing. We got to get the best plumbers. And they have them for you inside, outside, any kind of problem you have. Hey, it's about great service. I know there's a lot to choose from. There's a lot of air conditioning companies out there. But I want to let you know there's only one Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Plumbing where service is important 7 days a week. Not only that, but with the Water Heater Kings of South Florida, we got box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters going out every day. Same with air conditioning units. We have a warehouse full of all different size air conditioning units and water heaters. And it's about installing them the same day when you can. Same day installation is always a goal. Financing plans as well to always help you out. Family owned and operated, never going to change. So the next time you have an air conditioning or plumbing problem, tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. By the way, hang up on them if they say, I don't know who he is. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.